America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network. And you are listening to Steve Taylor's show, The Last Day's News. We are working on getting Steve connected with us. But right now I have Tony on the line with me. And so, Tony, if you can take the front of the show while I work on getting Steve on, I'd appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That's fantastic. How are you doing, Tony?
Doing well.
Well, what do we see in the headlines today? We see Ukraine. We see Russia. We see a lot of countries coming to bear with Ukraine, and we all believe Ukraine is being saved. I'm of the opinion that Ukraine is being used to play a game or a war against Russia. Russia does not want to become part of the New World Order or become part of the EU. And because of that, the leaders, the global oligarchy, doesn't want them to be a nation free from them. They're trying to force them to comply. Putin doesn't want that, so he's saying no, and they're pushing to get another NATO nation right near him. He actually said last year, "I do not want another NATO nation on my border," and here we are with Ukraine joining. They're going to join NATO. They're going to join the EU. And did you see the video from Ukraine where the lady was saying? Everyone's calling it a video slip, but I think it was more truth than anything else. She said, "We are here fighting for Ukraine's freedom, and we're fighting for the New World Order." Did you see that video?
No, I hadn't had a chance to see too much lately.
There's a video on the Gateway Pundit you can look at, and she actually says, "We're fighting for this New World Order, New World Democracy." And what you have to realize is, when something's being pushed really hard in the mainstream media, you have to look at who's doing it. And right now, you got George Soros saying, "We've got to save Ukraine." George Soros made his money by destroying nations, by destroying economies. But he wants to save Ukraine suddenly. Well, he's one of the New World Order stakeholders. He's wanting Ukraine to become part of the group. So he's saying we save Ukraine, we defeat Russia. That's a good thing because then it kills two birds with one stone. You have to look at if someone's pushing something that is contrary to Christianity, to what we believe, we need to be opposed to that because they're trying to get us to buy into a theme, a narrative. They want us to be part of the theme network, and they want to lead us down a path that doesn't make any sense, but that's how they do it. They create the news, they generate the news, and then they put the news out to the media. The media confirms it, then they run with it. So what do you think about that, Colleen?
Well, there's definitely a lot of back and forth going on, for sure. And I know that, you know, a lot of politics plays into it. And you know, there's always two sides to every story. So it's like we're trying to figure all of that, you know, for sure.
Yeah, what have you seen happening that makes you think that would make you think Ukraine being in this predicament and Russia attacking that Russia's bad and Ukraine's good or Russia's good and Ukraine's bad? What have you seen? What have you heard?
Well, again, it goes back to motivations and, you know, Russia being what it is, you know, as far as trying to take over the surrounding countries and that kind of thing as well.
Well, you have to understand communism always starts off with socialism. Socialism always ends in communism. What happens is you have a system where your people are sharing in the wealth of the country if it works well and the country is affluent. If not, the country has to have income or resources to buy and sell and exist from other countries. And Ukraine has some very, very profitable minerals. I'm not going to deny that. So part of the reason to take over Ukraine for Russia is they get access to the minerals. But see, they're not trying to take over the whole country. They're securing the areas on their border. If you notice, they took over Chernobyl. Chernobyl is where we had the nuclear problem years ago.
Right.
And there's a lot of technology and a lot of resources in that area. Well, they took over that. They're taking over areas where if they have to deploy troops, they can. And I'm not for Russia. Don't get me wrong. I'm just not for Ukraine being saved in a George Soros world. I would be for Ukraine being saved under becoming a democracy, a free nation. But they've never really been a fully free nation. They've always had someone telling them what to do and someone pulling the purse strings. There's another video that you can look at on the Gateway Pundit and on Epic Times and Censored News. That they're talking, the news media is talking in Ukraine, and they're actually listing the stuff they're going to be releasing later today that shows the ties to the Biden family, to people who are in power in the U.S. and other parts of the world, how the money goes into Ukraine as support. We support them by giving them billions, but that money comes out through other sources to other people that doesn't benefit Ukraine. So in the process, we're basically laundering money for an elite, not knowing it.
Hey, Tony, I have Steve also on the line joining us on by phone as well.
Hi, Steve.
Hey there, Mr. Borke. You doing all right today?
I'm doing fantastic. I opened up on the Ukrainian thing a little bit. I went down the pathway of laundering money somewhat, so I left the other stuff kind of partially covered, so you'd have some thunder.
Well, there's a lot of thunder out there, isn't there?
Oh, there is. There is. There's tons of information. I covered the fact that I believe we have to understand. There's a video you were talking about. I'll let you cover that. It's about the Ukrainian lady who's talking about the new world order that they're fighting for. That there's also a video that came out last night that the Ukrainian media is listing all the documents, bank accounts, and information they've got that traces back to the Biden family, Hunter Biden and the Biden family, and other people around the world, where the money that we send to Ukraine to help them winds up being money that is laundered back out of Ukraine, and the people don't get the full benefit of that money.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Sounds like what's going on here. Democratic Party, Black Lives Matter. You donate to Black Lives Matter. No one talks about that anymore. When Black Lives Matter first came up, if you clicked on the Black Lives Matter link, I did it myself. I actually have a video of it happening where you click on the link and you wound up in the Democratic donation site. No one talked about that.
All right, well, I'm getting off the phone here, so I don't double X here. So can you hear me there, everybody?
I got gotcha. You.
Hello.
Hey, Tony. I got Steve on by video now, so he's on the air.
Good.
Okay, wonderful. So, folks, again, this is the Steve Taylor Network. We're calling from the home office today, and it's great having you on board with us. Thank you, Tony, for covering all the way to this point. I'm sure that we've already discussed how you can get online by 588. Is it 588? Or 488?
488-5299 if you want to contact us and get through on the phone with us. We'd love to hear from you. 488-5299 is the best way to reach us. You can also go to the Alliance Legal Group website, which is debtfreeva.com, and you can chat there. Send us also any kind of information through our website or through the radio station as well, so we can chat with you and find out what you think about these topics that we're talking about that's going on. There's a lot happening, State of the Union address tonight, so we're just touching a little bit of what's going on, but there's so much more in depth we can go.
Well, you know, one of the thoughts that we had today, Colleen, was that, you know, maybe from a big picture, you know, what I hear everybody, I hear Christians, I hear some really good prophetic sort of folks that I get a lot of my information from, saying, you know, there's nothing prophetic going on in the Ukraine. It's just, you know, Russia being Russia and taking land from Ukraine. And, you know, that's just more of the same. And the truth is that there is nothing more biblical as far as prophecy and what's going on than the Ukraine picture. But I need to give you a little bit of groundwork in order so that we can kind of get the big picture. So I'm going to try to do that very, very quickly, kind of give you the thumbnail sketch of where we're at. We've talked about, let's start off this way. If you were in 1939 and you did not know who Adolf Hitler was, I think we could look back now and say that, you know, we were uninformed, and that would be an important person to know who that person was, to know what's really going on with the world system. Wouldn't you say that, Colleen?
Oh, for sure. Definitely he was a player in that time.
A player. I mean, he was one of like the players, you know.
Right.
That he would be a person to know what was going on, because that it wouldn't make sense unless you knew what his plans were. Now, that's from foresight. Now, the truth is that probably the most important person that we can focus on right now, as far as knowing who is one of the people kind of calling the shots, is this guy named Klaus Schwab. I remember I spoke to you about him maybe 3 months, 6 months ago. It was probably maybe 6 months ago. And
you've been mentioning him quite often, you know, throughout the last several months,
certainly over the last year. But I have to admit that I didn't know who he was, you know, a year and a half ago, you know, maybe a year ago, that 2 years ago, I didn't know who the WEF, the World Economic Forum, was. I didn't know that they had meetings in Davos, Switzerland, every year. I didn't know that Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab formed WEF, the World Economic Forum, which is the think tank for the UN. And I didn't know what they met and discussed when they got together. But then when I started finding this out, the first thing I found out way back in the day about March 2020 is that this WEF had been doing pandemic staging events as early as September of 2019, just prior to the COVID-19 onset. And it told everybody what was going to happen. There was going to be a worldwide shutdown of everything from country to country transit to individual countries and everything else. And we kept our eyes on the World Economic Forum. We found out shortly that basically that this World Economic Forum had a plan, a paradigm. In fact, Klaus Schwab wrote a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And we started talking about the Great Reset, and we started saying, wow, this is pretty crazy stuff. They want to have a new paradigm where they're stakeholders as opposed to shareholders running corporations and these think billionaires stakeholders and think heads of government stakeholders would basically have a new paradigm of running the nation, of running the world. As opposed to having nation states and sovereign countries run the world, that there would be these stakeholders that would run the world, and that they would all kind of gather every year in Davos, Switzerland, and be given a seat at the table. And that once they had a seat at the table, that countries like the United States and Russia and other sort of sovereign superpowers would no longer be the head guys anymore running this world, that there would be a new world order. The new world order, the Great Reset, the fourth industrial revolution, it's all the same thing. Those were words that we had never heard before. We had heard the New World Order, but we didn't know what it looked like. But this WEF openly advertises that, publishes it, and does conferences on their New World Order, the Great Reset, the Industrial Revolution. And most people now are saying, oh yeah, I've heard of the Great Reset. I believe it might be something to it. It's not conspiracy theory. And they've been red-pilled. They start to understand this is really going on. And so, you know, as we went through COVID-19, CCP virus, whatever you want to call it, that led to the clot shot, the mRNA DNA modifying injection that causes spike proteins to destroy your body and cause lots of death down the road. Once we started recognizing these guys that promoted this thing, the WEF, the UN, the WHO, which is part of the UN, the CDC, all the bad guys were telling us to take something that was really harmful and dangerous. We're saying that's not the greatest plan because these guys don't have our best interests in mind. We started reading about Bill Gates and his depopulation plans, how he's making infertile countries in Africa, and that same plan to take it down from 8 billion people down to 500 million is something he wholly embraces. So we started seeing that these people that were doing bad things, we didn't know everything that was going on, but we did see that whatever they wanted, we probably didn't want. And whatever they did want, we probably didn't want. And so we started getting an idea. And we went through this COVID-19 and this great reset that was ongoing, destroying countries and depopulating and causing people to get sick and all this sort of stuff. And then we saw this Omicron thing, and all of a sudden, the narrative changed, or it's changing, that basically the COVID-19 is over. That the viral vehicle that they were using in order, not the viral, it wasn't even a virus. There's even a lot of evidence out there that there was never a COVID-19 virus. Just a bunch of symptoms packaged along, and that probably used different sort of techniques, including, you know, 5G and things of that nature to make the situation work, plus a lot of publicity to get their pandemic on the road. But all of a sudden it's gone because they got rid of the PCR test, and all of a sudden that we have a toothless lion in this vaccine that can't make the vaccine passport. And so ultimately what happened was plan one of the COVID-19 great reset was over. It had fallen on its face. It did not accomplish the depopulation complete objectives, the control complete objectives, the vaccine ID, vaccine mandate objectives. But it did identify a bunch of the players that were really folks, bad characters that were doing bad things, trying to, and that they were all sitting at the same table. And then we found out that Klaus Schwab, he had this group, he had this like class, and that's maintained, and he still does it today, of leaders that basically, that he's trained up over the last 50 years or so, that basically, and hopefully I can find it quickly, that basically he's trained up to be the next leader, next generation of leaders. And so that, now you may not have heard of this, Colleen, but that this class, this World Economic Forum board, the, you know, the Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab folks that they are grooming, that their class is called, what is it called? It's called the Great Reset Soldiers, but they're better known as the World Economic Forum's Global Leaders Class. Have you ever heard of the Global Leaders Class that Klaus Schwab has been doing for the last 50 years?
I mean, not until you were discussing it recently. Until then, no.
Yeah.
Tony might be able to chime in as well.
Tony, I know you've heard
Global Leaders Class. Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you a little bit about. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So, again, just like if we didn't know who Adolf Hitler was in 1939, we need to know who Klaus Schwab is, who the WEF is, and what the Great Reset, you can call it the Build Back Better program, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, or stakeholder capitalism, whatever you want to call it, this thing that has swept the globe over the last 2 years, it's time to get red-pilled. It's time to understand what's really going on. Then you'll understand the Russian-Ukraine crisis for what it is, and you'll understand how it fits in biblically with everything that's going on. So we've talked enough about I think we've talked about stakeholder capitalism, but what stakeholder capitalism, what this thing that the new paradigm that the Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, WF support, embrace, and teach these folks that go to Davos every year, is it strips the profit motive from industry, forcing companies to ultimately depend upon governments. They become the socialist mechanism for which governments function. And of course, the government gets the money from taxpayers. So this system would be unsustainable, but it's still embraced by the leftists. And so, you know, that Margaret Thatcher once said, the problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money. So what happens is this World Economic Forum has, they have tremendous influence across the world, obviously. They're doing this They've got all these companies, and they've all given a seat at the table saying that if you, Coca-Cola, or if you, Microsoft, or if you, Levi's, come sit at the table, we'll make sure you don't go out of business. That we'll promote you, that we'll support you, but you just got to do our policies. You got to put in this woke sort of socialism into your companies. As long as you do that, we'll let you exist. And so the World Economic Forum is the place where all these guys meet. And in order to fill this place up full of their own people that have they've got the memo, Klaus Schwab, him and Bill Gates founded this thing about 50 years ago, started this Global Leaders. And so countries from all over the world are represented in the WEF. And every year they come up with about 100 or so radical left people, such as people that have graduated. Let me just give you the who's list of who goes through these classes. See if you've heard of them. Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Pete Buttigieg, remember him? Emmanuel Macron, Gavin Newsom, Angela Merkel. You know, all these folks, including a lot of folks that we thought were conservative, like Nikki Haley, that we thought were on our side, have gone through this, and they keep going through this. And everyone that you see on there has been taught about this stakeholderism, this new socialism, that corporations are going to be the new paradigm. Companies, corporations, and what they call important people are going to be the ones that run the nations and not the nations themselves. So that what happens is these groups of folks get together every year. They get a new class every year, and they've been doing it for a number of years. I don't know how many years, 20, 30 years. And they produce people like Trudeau, who has this radical, crazy sort of agenda that makes no sense to everybody. But that, in fact, Schwab actually brags about the fact that half the cabinet, half of the Canadian cabinet, are members of this global leaders class. And so that's kind of the paradigm. Now, the question is, why is that so important? Well, they're the ones that are trying to change everything. They're trying to destroy the United States, trying to, get the worlds to bow down and become stakeholders and become people that sit at the table. And that there are some countries like the Russia. Now, Russia, what's interesting is Putin was actually went to one of these classes. That they actually went to, he was one of the global leaders. It got to be like under 35 or under 39. So when he was a young KGB sort of crazy, they recruited him and they taught him what was going on. Now, I think the difference with Putin is he's one of the richest men in the world. And he's a dictator and he's a tyrant. Listen, they got 25% of their population in Russia as Muslims, and if you're a tyrant, you're not a dictator, you're going to have a hard time keeping that under control. And he keeps it under control. And he kind of likes being one of the richest men, if not the richest man in the world. And he kind of likes being a dictator, kind of likes running Russia. But he recognizes that if he, this globalist setup says there are no sovereign nations, there are no sovereign superpowers. And he knows that because he went to the class. And so he doesn't want to be part of that. And he's told them he's scared to death of the global leaders network, the WEF and all those guys. So what's going on is that he recognizes that unless he takes a stand now, he's going to be deplatformed just like we get deplatformed on PayPal for saying the wrong thing. And so the bottom line is that Putin sees this as his last stand. He sees NATO. He sees the EU. He sees all these woke sort of globalist stakeholders. All these countries are part of the plan to be a one world government. And so he's making his last stand. Now, in the next half hour, what we're going to talk about is some of the stuff that's going on and why you probably should have a different view about Russia than what you're being told how to think. And so what's going on is that we have a a world war that has that is on the brink of occurring, and we're being told to you know, certainly side with the Ukrainians and the Ukrainian government because Russia's a really bad tyrant and he needs to be destroyed. But what we need to understand is, just like Tony, I think, was alluding to in the very beginning, is COVID-19's over. I mean, it's done. That their plan to depopulate, control, and implement their control mechanism through the digital ID is really hurting right now because Omicron has basically vaccinated the whole world. And they need something else, the next stage of their plan. And they knew that at some point it probably would not have the total goals that they wanted. They needed the next stage of control, the next stage of depopulation, the next stage of paying for all the bills that the globalists have rung up that they need to get paid for, and then have a collapse of the entire world economy so that they can then say, here we are to take care of you. So destroying the world population and collapsing the economies of the world is all part of the plan that will allow the Great Reset to occur. So, you know, a worldwide pandemic fits right in the playbook. World War works beautifully to bankrupt the nations of the world and cause a collapse of the world system. And then there's going to be other things, too, that play off of this, you know, the wars and rumors of wars that you aptly identified as our last day's sort of indication. This is all part, this is as biblical as you get, Colleen, that we're seeing a one-world government, a mystery Babylon, the whore that sits on many waters, the great men of the earth, those that barter in the souls of men being formed before our eyes. And Putin doesn't want a part of it. He doesn't want a part of it. He wants to be the tyrant dictator that he's always been and come to love. But the world globalists say to Mr. Putin, you have a seat at the table and you can be one among many. And he goes, ain't going to happen. And he recognizes that if he takes that seat at the table, just the way they're deplatforming him now, just the way that they're de-swifting him so that he doesn't have an economy or anything like that. If he doesn't make a stand now, he'll not be able to stand later. This is the last chance for Putin to be a dictator. Last chance for being a tyrant. Last chance for him to control his government. Because these guys want him to have a seat at the table. You're over once you had a seat at the table. Once you give yourself to a seat at the table, you give up your nation. We've already taken the seat. The United States has already taken the seat. You know, the scriptures tell us, Colleen, about Mystery Babylon. They have nothing to do with it. It says, come out of her, my people. Because if you don't, then I'm going to destroy you. Mystery Babylon is this deep state, deep church entity that basically comes in the last days, that's called the Great Men of the Earth, that rules the nations. It sits on many waters. Of course, ultimately, Mystery Babylon falls, the beast crushes her, and there's a whole different segment to that. And so, but right now, we're in that formation stage of that. And that, you know, it wouldn't surprise me, Colleen, wouldn't surprise me, Tony, that we would have one that says, don't be deceived, but that there would be somebody that would come along riding a white horse, singing peace to save us from a world war that you could start pointing to in a very short period of time that would be the Antichrist that we see in chapter, what is it, 6 of Revelation. And so that we're set, we see the wars and rumors of war, but it's not all over yet. We're seeing the beginning of birth pains, and that this is very, very, I mean, you couldn't lay it out better as far as what's going to happen. This is Last Days News. This is Steve Tim. We welcome you to the show. Colleen, give us a little more information about who sponsors, and then I'm going to let Tony talk for a while.
All right. Well, this you are listening to Last Days News with Steve Taylor, right here on The Lighthouse, WPMH, and we're on 100.1 FM, 96.9 FM, and AM 1270. So glad to have you along with us and tuning into the program. And, of course, it is being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group, which is right here in Hampton Roads. We invite you to connect with them. Go to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. Alliance Legal Group is a legal firm that can help you with bankruptcy, other legal needs. Steve and his team work in a lot of different areas, so we'd love to have you contact them if you're in need of some legal services, if you have some questions about a particular situation. Go to debtfreeva.com and connect with them there. And if you want to connect with us on the phone, you can. It is 757-488-5299. 488-5299. There's a lot of stuff going on. Like we said, it's hard to even wrap your head around all of the different topics and things concerning our world and our country. So we just invite you to tune in and join in and let us know what you think or some topics of interest to you as well. So that is Steve Taylor's Last Days News, and we're glad to have Steve and Tony along with us today.
All right, Tony, tell us about Russia and Ukraine and why we shouldn't be just Russia haters. I mean, they're not the greatest guys in the world. But tell us some news that's going on there that would point you to the narrative, the correct narrative, that maybe they're not as bad as you think.
Well, I always say three things. Look at what the media is doing. And then figure out what they're not telling you. Because what they're telling you is what they want you to know. What they don't want you to know is always hidden right underneath that, hidden amongst all the other news. Who's doing it? And then follow the money. Just follow the money, and you'll find more truth than you ever want to bump into, because the money is what everyone is motivated by. So right now you got Russia. Russia is a country that is sovereign of its own. No one else controls Russia but Putin. And if you look around through history, we've had several other instances where this has happened. We had Iran. We had Iraq. We had other small nations around the world where we, as a nation, have intervened. And we always thought we're intervening for all the right reasons, but we come to find out later that a lot of the reasons we intervened were about money, oil, minerals, or whatever, was why we were really there. And right now, Russia is a nation that needs some minerals, but it's not invading Ukraine for the minals. If you look at what it's taking over places that are strategically placed around its border. Putin came out last
Chernobyl.
Year.
They just captured Chernobyl. just captured Chernobyl.
Yeah. So they're taking strategic points, places where you have to go through to get to Russia. That's the first thing to look at. Then look at who's saying Russia's bad and who's saying Russia's good. Well, I was mentioning earlier, there's a video just came out, and it's Ukrainian news media talking to their people, saying we're going to release documents that we've gotten turned over to us, and they show the account numbers, the banks in Switzerland, wherever they're at. It shows the account numbers, the company names, the transfers. And they all wind up back to one transfer company, the company owned by the Biden family, a company that Hunter works with. Joe Biden is part owner of. His wife is one of the leaders of. And the money wound up in that account. Also, a large part of it wound up in the Clintons' accounts. So we've got money being transferred out of Ukraine that was sent to Ukraine to help the people, to help Ukraine build and defend and help its economy stabilize, but we send them, let's say, $1 billion. Well, mysteriously, $400 million wind up coming back to us through these backdoor places. When that comes to light, I don't know how they're going to address that or keep it hidden. But you see kind of a frenzy happening right now in the Democratic Party, and you see a lot of them saying, "I'm not running again. I'm done. I'm leaving. I'm not going to rerun for office." Pelosi said it, now she's rerunning. I think a lot of them have gotten the memo, it's a good time to figure out how to end your career, because what's coming is not going to be very good, but the New World Order is not going to be very good either.
Tony, what happened in 2019 after everybody went to the the Event 201. What happened to the leaders of the world corporations in the middle of the greatest economic period that the world's ever seen? What happened to those guys right after that?
Well, if you look at the chain of command that happened, or the chain of exodus, I'm sorry, what happened was you had that meeting took place. Now we have the most prosperous economy in the United States, and over 1,000 major corporate leaders suddenly turned in their resignation and took their 401ks, their golden parachutes, whatever you want to call the money they had attached to them, and they cashed in their chips and they left.
That was in September they had the meeting. They did that before the COVID-19 pandemic actually started. Isn't that right?
Right before. And then what also happened, if you look, and you can go online, and there's companies out there that build these things called bunkers where world elites have paid money. They're in the United States. They're on multiple continents where these people build these under-earth environments that are sustainable for years underground. You don't have to come out. You got artificial sunlight. You got artificial pictures of beaches. You got water. You got air. You got food being grown. You got 10 years of dry food storage. Well, out of this one company was saying out of the 300 bunkers they built to date at that moment, 291 of them were activated right before the pandemic. That's a pretty big thing to know if you're wondering what's happening. But no one talked about it. No one said a word about it. That guy was shut up right away, and he went away. So when you follow the information, what's happening is people have all gotten the memo. The New World Order is trying to move into its position of power, and it would be a good idea for you to be out of the chaos of it and let it happen. And they really thought that, remember Biden said with Omicron, if you don't get vaccinated, it's going to be what? A winter of dark, death, doom, and destruction. Remember that? We haven't seen that.
Yeah.
That didn't come to play.
Well, you know, what happened was Tony. So he was part of one of the pandemic planning exercises in about 10 years. And that was his line. That's probably all he remembered from the pandemic planning exercise that he was in. But
yeah.
The Omicron cause was a white hat or a just God thing that basically vaccinated the world. I'm going to let you continue your thought, but I just want to say one thing. You know, when you said these guys are hiding in bunkers, for those Christians out there that have read the book of Revelation, in Revelation 6, I think it's 15, actually I've got it right here in front of me, it says, then the kings of the earth, now remember the kings of the earth?
Mm-hmm.
Just think Obama, Merkel, think mm-hmm. Macron, all right? Those guys, the nobles, the commanders, the rich, think Bezos, think Gates, think Soros, the mighty, every slave and free man hid themselves in the cave among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of the one seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come. Who is able to withstand it? That's those guys. What happens in the next chapter is that Mystery Babylon falls. Those guys are Mystery Babylon. That's the sixth mm-hmm. seal. That's what happens when Jesus comes back in about the sixth year of the seven-year tribulation. Go ahead, Tony. I just mm-hmm. share that with you because give a little context.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing you said that, too, because it's a good time for people to realize that the whole purpose of this show is to give you information to let you know that something's transpiring, and it's a good time to get yourself right with your relationship with God. If you don't have a relationship with God, it's a great time to figure that out. And if you want to know how, contact Steve, contact me, contact somebody, you know, and ask them how to do that, because you don't want to be standing outside looking in when this time happens. But going back to the bunkers, they were all activated. And then when the pandemic hit, you saw a lot of things happen. Lockdowns, panic. You saw doom and gloom on the TV. Now think about your history in America. Every time something happened prior to 2019, when something bad happened, there was always missions of hope, words of hope broadcast on TV. You know, and I know it's bad right now, but man, we're gonna get this figured out. I know they attacked us. We're gonna go find them. We're gonna destroy it, attack them back. You would give your people hope. You would never go to your people and say, "There's no hope. You're all gonna die. You're all gonna die." And that's the way it was for almost 4.5 months with Kumo on TV. That was all a conditioning exercise to get us to be obedient to Max. To Max. Go ahead.
Where did they get that game plan, Tony? You know.
Oh yeah, that came out of that meeting with Bill Gates.
And their AI computer. They got this AI computer. Colin, they got this AI computer that maps out scenarios like 1,000 times. You used to be able to go onto the WEF website and see how this crazy supercomputer that Bill Gates, I'm sure, had a big part of playing, maps out in real time everything that's going on. And so what's going on right now? Go ahead, Tony.
Well, what you could see when you saw that, you could actually see the news stories that had already run, and you could see when they run. You could match that to real time. That story ran right there on that date. Yes, it got released in the media. Fox ran with it first. This one, and you could follow the chain of events as it played out, and then you could look and see what the next ones were going to be. Now they figured out that we knew where that was.
Predictive. It was predictive in nature, Tony. It could tell you what you needed to do in order to the next step. The ultimate next step, according to these guys, is transhumanism. You know, putting us all on the hive mind computer, the internet of everything. You know, that's what they want to go to, because they don't want to listen. They don't want to be these guys that the rocks fall on them. You know, and let me go back to that real quick, Tony and Colleen. This is not a new prophecy. This is not something that John, even, you know, back in, 90 A.D., prophesied, you know, wrote down and prophesied. This is an age-old prophecy. Isaiah 2 says, "Go into the rocks and hide in the dust from the terror of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty." This is Hosea, where it says, "The high place of Avon will be destroyed. It is the sin of Israel." It says, "Then they will say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall on us." This destruction that will come upon the whole world, and those that don't get out of this group of crazies called Mystery Babylon, that's been predicted since the beginning of the book. And so, you know, what we're seeing, Colleen, what we're seeing, Tony, is us getting very close to this end time. Now, what you're seeing on the newspaper, not the Bible newspaper that sees tomorrow, the newspaper that you see today, is the men of the earth, the great ones, you know, the rich, the noble, all spinning a narrative saying we need to be in control. That, you know, that they're not saying this, but in between the lines, Russia is a sovereign nation that doesn't want to give up control. And that Putin's saying, hey, listen, you know, he's not saying this, but he knows that basically if he doesn't assert himself right now, he'll never have another chance to do it. We're too stupid to realize that, but he's very aware that the deplatforming that is happening to him now will happen to everybody as a nation that doesn't play along, just like it's going to happen to you and me and Colleen, Tony, when we don't play along down the road. Any money you have in the bank, you're going to be deplatformed. You're not going to be able to do transactions. That's the power. They're showing it very clearly on how they've done it to the Canadian truckers, and the people that support them. They've shown it to what they do to any dissenters, just like they're doing to Russia today. So they've showed their hand. The good thing that's happened during the last couple of years is that, you know, you mentioned one thing, but you didn't really say it too explicitly. It's really confusing out there to know who to support when there's so many narratives spun by these bad guys. So the one thing that we've come to know is take a look who's saying it. If they've got a track record, and that's what we do as lawyers, you know, we take a look at what somebody says that has a vested interest in the outcome. And when they have a vested interest, their credibility goes away. You know, that they're not given the same, reliability that somebody that doesn't have a vested interest. All these guys here, if Soros says something like, you need to do everything possible and support the Russia or the Ukrainians. You got to say, why is he saying that? I thought he was our enemy. If Canada sends mercenaries, if Australia sends money and mercenaries to Ukraine, these are the same guys that were locking everybody down, trying to kill them. They're not our friends. And so when you don't know what the answer is, you look at those that we know whose motives are bad, and then we don't join our, and we don't become unequally yoked with people that basically have not our best interest in mind. And if you take a look, Colleen, and see that they are joining the wrong team. But that all the world leaders, everybody that went through this class we talked about, the young leaders, every one of them, without exception, with the exception of Putin, are saying we need to support Russia. We need to support Ukraine against this Russian aggression. You know what's going to happen? You know, as we see, everybody's saying, oh, look, isn't it so great that Russia's being deplatformed? They're no longer on the SWIFT thing. You know what's going to happen, Colleen? What do you think would happen if you weren't permitted to buy groceries with your, would you stop eating groceries? No.
You have to find other ways.
You got to find other ways. You know, the only way, if you can't use the American dollar and the American system of financial international transactions, that Russia's going to have to do in order to sell their oil, if you can't use dollars and you still have oil you want to sell, you going to stop selling oil?
No.
But you got to find a way to sell it, right? Who do you think they're going to use? Who do you think they're going to use that they're going to buddy up with to be able to have financial transactions around the world?
The Middle East.
China.
Well, that's not bad. That's probably true, too. I was going to say China, but you're probably right as well. So, yeah, that's actually a very good point. You actually open up another option there. But right now, they're using China. Right now, you see Z, you know, and Putin butting it up and saying, you know, you can have Europe and I'll have the South Pacific. And that I won't oppose you as far as we're forcing that we're cajoling the UN, the EU. You know, the EU on Sunday night said to Ukraine, why don't you be a member of our group? Today, Zelensky said to EU, I'd love to. Can we expedite it? So Zelensky and Ukraine are going to become part of the EU. That half the nations that weren't committed are going to be members of NATO. Russia's already said that anybody that becomes a member of NATO, including Finland, or gives arms to help Ukraine, they're going to regret it. What's happened is that what was a small conflict that really, you know, Chernobyl's nothing to be fighting over. The bottom line is that they forced the globalist force by saying to Putin, either sit at the table or we're going to be at war. They force this conflict, and they're not going to let it end. They're not going to let it end. They're going to want to push Russia towards China. And they would, I believe that there's a lot of lawmakers, including the person sitting in the White House, wouldn't have any objection at all to see a nuclear into the United States. That would really solidify. One of the big things they're doing, Colleen, is they want to win the election. The Democrats would love to win the election. The only way they could do it is have everybody rally around whoever's in charge and say, we need to support them. So when you see Biden and Psaki, his mouthpiece, and everybody else that is saying, let's go against Ukraine, against Russia, they're wanting us to be all part of that. And let me tell you, just the way that an anti-vaxxer was hated a month ago, and that anything they said could be deplatformed and potentially called misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation, and be put on a terrorist list. If you support Russia, I mean, Russia's terrible people. People are fine, but Putin's a bad guy. But compared to the ones that he's not one to sit at the table with, he's a saint. But that when we say anything like we're saying today, we're going to be deplatformed. We're going to be enemies of the state. We're going to go against the narrative. We're going to be traitors. We're going to be hated more than, but it's going to be the truth. So we're down to 5 minutes. I'm going to give you guys the floor. Tell me your thoughts. How about you first, Tony?
Yes. Well, there's a lot of information we covered, and the one thing I want to make sure everyone takes home today is one of the main topics they take home is what we're saying to you is this information is all out there. It's all in front of you. Look at who's doing it. Look at what they're pushing, and look at who they are. If you go back 10 years, 20 years, George Soros made his money by destroying countries. He would support rebels in countries to destroy their economies, and then he would go in and help rape the country. That's how he made his money. Look it up. It's not something I'm making up. It's what he did. So if he's supporting this Ukraine thing, the ulterior motive has to be money, prosperity, more what he wants, because he really has nothing else.
Yeah.
So it's in the process, look at who's pushing it, and if it's contrary to what God would do, you don't want any part of it.
Well, I appreciate the reminder from both of you about, you know, look at where the narrative is going and who's telling what, you know, because it's hard to know all of the ins and outs of what's going on and what the ramifications are of those things. You know, again, like you said, anybody who's kind of, you know, there's sides to everything and where they're, you know, trying to bully or whatever, finding out the reasons why, you know, you just always kind of think about the innocents that are all part of that, you know, and, you know, the people who are suffering, because of it or whatever, the families and civilians that are getting caught in the mess of it, you know. But I also am reminded of this, you know, certainly we need to pray for the situation on both sides. Again, this is where Christians can step up and both here in our own country, and also I know Christians there in Ukraine, Russia, wherever things are happening, is they're staying put and being the hands and feet of Jesus like they need to be and ministering to people there too. So that's where, you know, again, you know, we have to figure out all how this plays on the world stage, but you know, God has a part in it, and the people of God have their role to play as well.
There's one more quick thing I'd like to add. How many of you guys do you remember the movie Braveheart?
Yes.
Okay, there's a scene in Braveheart.
Yeah.
There's two scenes, but this scene is the king is on the hill and he's telling his commander, bring up the archers and open fire on the enemy. And his general says, but sir, if we open fire now, we'll hit our own people. And he says, I know, but we'll hit more of theirs, won't we?
Oh, yeah.
Think about that in the Ukraine issue right now. People are being used as pawns to foster a worldwide agenda.
Yeah, it's definitely heartbreaking there to realize that.
Well, what we have to recognize is that we do need to pray for the Ukrainian people. I mean, those people are caught in the midst of a terrible situation. You know, that you have a battle of epic proportions. You have the globalists on one side, and you have a dictator on the other, both vying for their piece of land that they live. And so, you know, and they're caught in the middle. So we definitely got to pray for those folks. But we need to recognize who the actors are and what's going on. I think we've kind of laid it out today. You know, I'm going to close with a couple of scriptures because that's really what this is all about. I've got 2 minutes, Colleen. Don't we have at least 2 minutes? I got 1:27. I got 3 minutes.
Minute and a half.
So wrap me. I got three. That's according to my, at least two.
Did it resynchronize your watch?
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll try to get it done quickly. So the Bible says in Revelation 18:4-5, it says, go out of her, my people, that ye not be partakers of her sin, that ye receive not of her the plagues. And that's just prior to God coming and really just taking names and making it all better. And so we need to come out of the globalist sort of cabal that we are in with the UN, with the WEF. We need to really start praying about how we can do that. We're down to 30 seconds. The last thing that we need to reset your clock, Colleen.
I'm going off of the radio clock, so that's what I'm on.
Okay, so you're going to have to read Matthew 24 on your own, folks. That God bless you, that lots of stuff is going on. God's in control. We appreciate you listening, and hopefully that some of the things we said may have stirred something inside you that would draw you even closer to Jesus. Tony, thank you for being here today. God bless each one of you. Until
thank
next
you,
week,
Steve.
This
have
is
a great day.
Steve Taylor. God bless you guys. Take care.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.